Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
When the day starts out, lift up your head and shout. Oh, it's going to be a great day.
Time to get going.
Kellogg's waits for you with vitamins, iron, helping you have a great day.
A very good part of starting your bright new morning is Kellogg's way.
Flakes or bran or jacks with Kellogg's, you'll start a great day.
All right, it's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. I don't know about you, but I remember as a kid watching a collection of nonstop cereal commercials, whether it was while I was watching Saturday morning cartoons or the Ray Rayner show. The fun characters we grew up with, the catchphrases, the prizes inside each marked box, and of course all the sugar, all of it a part of pop culture in America. Now from Alphabits to Cheerios, Cookie Crisp, Quake, Quisp, what are the greatest cereals and characters we grew up with? We're going to break it all down with Eddie Chavey, better known as Mr. Breakfast. Mr. Breakfast is a nationally recognized expert on breakfast and is an accomplished author and a graduate of the Los Angeles New School of Cooking. Mr. Breakfast has appeared on the Food Network, Discovery Channel, and his work has been featured in USA Today, The Wall Street Journal, The Reader's Digest. He's currently compiling The Book of Breakfast, a series of cookbooks devoted to a number of breakfast favorites. And the sun will rise in just a couple of short hours. And here he is. Here's Mr. Breakfast. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Thank you. Same here. So you're all about the first meal of the day. How did your interest peak in all of this?
I'm all about breakfast. I love not just the taste of breakfast. I love the experience of it, the smells of donuts, the smells of bacon, the chitter-chatter in a restaurant. But also, like, when you're just by yourself reading the newspaper. So I started this little website in 2002, and this was when the internet was fairly new. Mm-hmm. And it was for people to submit recipes and restaurant reviews, and it grew like leaps and bounds. Just it became Yahoo's website of the day within 3 months after launch.
Oh, very cool, very cool. And you know what, it's funny you say that. I am a big breakfast fiend myself. I'm a breakfast for lunch guy. I'm a breakfast for dinner guy. I can have pancakes and bacon all day long. I agree with you. But today we're going to talk a little. Yeah, exactly. We're going to talk a little bit about breakfast cereals though today. And there's so much. I'm looking at the history of your site, and that's was amazing to me. The depth of what you've gone through and continue to develop on the history of breakfast cereals in general. And I want to talk a little bit about the beginning because they really go back quite a ways. They entered the world around about 1863?
Yeah, that's right. 1863 was the year that the first breakfast cereal came out. Now, this cereal was called Granula, not granola with an O, but granula with a U in the middle. And it was basically flour mixed with water, and it was just baked until it was hard as a brick. And then they sledgehammered it or whatever to make it into crumbles. And the thing with this cereal was it was so hard you had to soak in milk overnight to be able to chew it.
Wow, so that so wasn't very pleasant. And I'm looking here; it was years really before anything else. But there's Petit John's breakfast food you have here, Corn Kinks, Granos Flakes, Vito's. It was about 1897 that I guess that the cereals that were developed were something that we're more familiar with today, and that's when Grape Nuts came out.
Yeah, the more memorable cereals came out like towards the very late 1800s and the early 1900s saw Corn Flakes and Wheat Flakes. So that was like the boom time.
And there were, of course, the pioneers and the companies that made cereal famous. The two big ones, Kellogg's and Post. Tell me a little bit about the history of each of those two companies.
Well, that's interesting. You know, all these early cereals were developed in what were called sanitariums at the time. These were like health resorts where people recovering right from nervous breakdowns or whatever would hang out. So cereals were initially considered health food. Everybody during this time had digestive problems. It was because for breakfast, people would eat anything. They'd have a steak with pork chops and mashed potatoes. The delineation between breakfast and other foods wasn't really set. So these sanitariums, where Kellogg's also operated one, were developing these cereals, these health foods at the time.
Now, there were also, you talk about cornflakes. That wasn't really something that one or two companies made. There were there were dozens of cornflake brands in the 1930s.
You know, there was 106 different cornflake brands in Battle Creek, Michigan alone.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. I want to first talk about the greatest all-time breakfast cereals at all time. You know, it's I'm looking at some of the history when some of this was developed, and a lot of our favorites, as I'm looking here to, you know, Shredded Wheat came out in 1912, Bran Flakes 1915, Malto Meal 1919. Again, you've got a bunch of other Corn Flakes brands in here as well. Raisin Bran was 1926, Wheaties was 1924, Grape Nut Flakes, Huskies, Wheat Chex, 1930s. It was really around World War II that a lot of this was invented at that time. What was the reason behind the boom in cereals at that time?
Well, I think around World War II, that's the time where cereal companies started becoming a little more liberal, putting sugar in cereals. Before this time, cereal was seriously considered a health food to sort of fix you up, but then sugar entered the picture. During World War II, cereals were still respectful, like Cheerios and a couple forms of Raisin Bran came out. But it was shortly after World War II, like in the very early 50s, where cereal companies started going crazy with sugar. And this is where we got Sugar Crisp and Sugar Pops and Frosted Flakes and Sugar Smacks. And that I consider the super boom of cereal about 5 years after the World War II.
I know, it's funny how all these names with the word sugar in them are way removed off the packages at this point. But you're right. I think
it's funny because that my database of different breakfast cereals is separated into different letters. Like you can pick every cereal by A, B, C. If you go to S and you look at all these sugar cereals, it's incredible.
Well, you've got a list of top 100 all-time greatest breakfast cereals. I want to go through some of these because some of these are very classic. And if you want to jump in with your favorite cereals, characters, or jingles, call us or text us, 312-981-7200. The number one that you have on here is Quisp cereal, and that was a Quaker's Oats cereal. And was that gone for a while? Was that gone and then it came back? Or tell me the history behind Quisp.
Yeah, that left us for a while. It came back. Quisp came out, I think it was 1968, and it came out with a partner cereal that was called Quake. And it was two cereal characters sort of battling it out to see which one would be the best one. There was actually a vote. Kids would mail in ballots to vote for their favorite one, and Quisp beat Quake by quite a bit. In spite of popularity, it disappeared I think in the very late 70s, and then came back again in the early 80s.
Now, when you talk about Quisp and Quake, you know, this was obviously something to attract a young viewer on television. And I've seen the commercials before, and it was at a time where, you know, there was no really regulations on selling to children, but that's kind of what this was, because, you know, vote for your favorite cereal. It goes back to the days of old-time radio where you would advertise really directly to kids with some of these products, especially with the word sugar in a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was for kids, and especially during the early days of television in the 50s, cereal and television went hand in hand. Cereals were the main sponsors of every kid's program. Cereal characters were developed to be in these programs. Sugar Bear. Do you know Sugar Bear?
Right, of course. Oh, yeah, Super Sugar Crisp. Absolutely.
Yeah, he was developed specifically to enter this cartoon called Linus the Lionhearted, I think.
That's right. Yep, in the 60s, yep.
Yeah, and so how are we going to sell cereal to the little kids, this stuff? Like, hey, let's make a kind of hit bear and put him in the cartoon and have him talk about it.
Now, this list was by vote, a lot of these. So number two is Frosted Flakes, then Cinnamon Toast Crunch, number four, Honey Nut Cheerios, five, Captain Crunch, six, Wheaties, seven. Now, this is one that there's a couple in here that I just don't know anything about. Concentrate cereal by Kellogg's. It doesn't sound good, but what was that one all about?
You know, this is a funny cereal because it came in this little foil pack. It was very expensive for the amount of cereal that you got. But people who had it love it, and I still get comments from these older folks every day that they really want this cereal back. The funny thing is it looked like fish pellets. and you would add milk to it. The pieces would expand. Yeah. It does sound disgusting, but anybody that tried it loved it, and it just boosted it to the popularity pool.
Puffa Puffa Rice Cereal, number 8. What was that one?
That was sort of Kellogg's version of Sugar Crisp.
Okay.
60s, 1960s. It was sort of popular at the time. It had a mascot that was sort of this Hawaiian guy called King Amamea. And, I don't know why it's more popular than Sugar Crisp on the list.
But these are of all time. Yeah, it's number 9 is Rice Crinkles, 10 Fortified Oat Flakes. I mean, some of these don't exist anymore. Wheat Chex, of course, Cheerios, Corn Flakes, Lucky Charms, Peanut Butter Crunch, and then, of course, number 16 here on the list is Rice Krispies, very classic. We'll get to talking about some of the classic characters and mascots. But before we go to break, I want to play. We're talking to Mr. Breakfast and more about breakfast cereals, 312-981-7200. Let's play a little bit of one of the original Snap, Crackle, and Pop commercials.
Snap, what a happy sound. Snap is the happiest sound I've found. You may clap, rap, tap, slap, but Snap makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. I say it's crackle, the crispy sound. You gotta have crackle or the clock's not wound. Geese cackle, feathers tickle, belts buckle, beets pickle, but crackle makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. I insist that pop's the sound. The best is missed unless pop's around. You can't stop hopping when the cereal's popping. Pop makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. Let's go for Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, it's crackle, what a happy sound. You gotta have crackle or the clock's not bound. You can't stop hopping when the cereal's popping. Snap, crackle, pop, makes the world go round.
Honeycomb sweet, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not small.
No, no, no. Honeycomb gold. A big, big taste. Big, big crunch.
Honeycomb cereal, part of this big, complete breakfast.
All right, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking to Mr. Breakfast about the top breakfast cereals of all time, mascots, memorable cereal slogans. And if you want to jump into the conversation, 312-981-7200. Just continuing down some of these lists here. One I remember, of course, Count Chocula's on here. Waffalo's. That was, 1970s probably, right?
Yeah, Waffalo's was 79. And, I love that cereal, too. It really had that sort of maple buttery flavor.
It really did.
When you talk about mascots, that guy Waffalo Bill, who was their mascot, is one of my favorites.
Crumble Cereal Super Sugar Crisp. Let's take a listen to that, because I found a classic one that still says sugar in it. Let's take a listen. Super Sugar Crisp.
You like my coat? It's made of golden sugar. Mmm, tastes like the golden sugar coating on the Super Sugar Crisp.
Hey, boss, look!
Yeah, a golden bear.
Hold on, this is a golden sugar coat. Mmm, it's just like my cereal's golden sugar coating. Golden sugar coating makes my cereal...
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yeah!
And Post Super Sugar Crisp cereal's part of a balanced breakfast.
I love your cereal's golden sugar coating.
That's why they call me Sugar Bear.
All right, so that's one of my... I think one of my favorites. I'm going to say in my own here, because I've got a bunch of texts coming in, some callers, too. My favorite is probably Honeycomb. Always has been. I love that cereal. I remember one in the 70s also called Freakies. Am I right to say was it Freakies?
Yeah, some boxes said Freakies, and other ones expanded to say Fruity Freakies. And yeah, that's a popular cereal on the list.
Yeah, and I remember there was little characters that they came out with as well. And there's all, you know, you've also got all this stuff categorized as well. Here, let's take a call from Mike. Mike, you're on 720 WGN. Do you have a favorite, a question for Mr. Breakfast?
I have a question. Back, I believe it was World War II, before that, well, back at the turn of the century when they were working on cornflakes, they found out that the dust was extremely flammable. And I think it was World War II, they made a cornflake bomb that actually was explosive. Can he talk on that?
Do you remember that, Mr. Breakfast, or know about that?
Yeah, I can talk a little bit about that, because it's true, the silos for the cereals were dangerous, and there were silo explosions. The funny thing, though, is prior to World War II, the government came in to actually see if they could work with the cereal companies to recreate these as as actual bombs that could be used in war. So, yeah, it's a real interesting subject. I don't know a heck of a lot about it, but, yeah, it's really cool.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate that. Frank, you're on 720 WGN. You got a comment about Cheerios.
Yes. Many years ago, up until the late 40s or early 50s, Cheerios were known as Cheery Oats. And then they changed the name right around that time. And then they're called Cheerios from that time on. And then they had Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. They had this little thing like a little Western guy. He was a prairie pup.
He's a prairie dog.
Yeah. He says, I'm Sugar Pops Pete, the prairie pup. And then the other guy's like, I'm no good, Zeke, and I steal them, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what's funny is that's what you remember, Frank, is the characters that you used to watch on a Saturday morning. And that's true that's what sold these cereals. They were as popular as the cartoons themselves. And we're going to talk about that after the 4 o'clock hour as well. I was looking at some of the other lists that you have on here. Just the different type of versions of some of these cereals was actually mind-boggling to me. There's the two that stood out was the Flintstones family of cereals and the Captain Crunch. Flintstones was, you know, Dino Pebbles, Fruity Pebbles, Pebbles Boulders, Cupcake Pebbles, Sugar Cookie Pebbles, Ice Cream Pebbles. There's like pages of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. But I love when they experiment with cereals. I mean, most of those cereals are in the cereal graveyard, but they tried it. And I love it when these new cereals come out.
So I have to assume that some of these packages then would be highly collectible because they're in and out of the market so quickly.
They are. I don't collect boxes myself, but yeah, there's some. Specifically, there was a Nabisco Wheat Honeys was the name of the cereal that had beetles all over the back of it.
Wow.
It was sort of a yellow submarine design. And that sold on eBay. Well, I'm not sure if it was eBay, but I know it sold for $2,000. So,
wow.
Yeah. Box collector.
But some of these, even Captain Crunch ones, a lot of them were introduced really in 2010 to 14. Deep Sea Crunch, Triple Crunch, Treasure Hunt Crunch, Oops All Berries Crunch, Ship Shake, Captain Crunch Liquid. It's all just kind of crazy stuff. And then you've got it broken down by TV. You got it broken down by movies. And I was looking at the TVs. There was an Addams Family TV. Cereal, Pink Panther, Jetsons, Batman, of course, Rainbow Bright, Scooby-Doo, Little Einsteins, Mickey Mouse Magic Crunch, Bozo's Little O's, which I didn't even know they made those, and then the movies. I mean, it's amazing to me that really when a movie comes out, it's a cereal as well, throughout history.
I love that, and it's still going on today. I mean, this year alone, we had Batman cereal and Superman, The Avengers, Captain America, Frozen. I love the Star Wars cereals came out.
Ghostbusters cereal, too.
Oh, that's right.
Came out, that's right, yeah.
But I think Ghostbusters also came out in the 80s, too, wasn't there?
Oh, right, yeah, for the first movies.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
The one that really, I love Sugar Pops, always have. I just love the way they stood up in milk. But Andy, and I can't think of his last name. He was in a cowboy show, and he was the sidekick, a larger
Andy Devane. I think.
Andy Devane, right? And that raspy voice of his, and I loved him in those Sugar Pops commercials.
Oh, it's for Sugar Pops.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Okay.
Sugar Pops.
Okay. All right.
And I just looked it up on YouTube, and somebody wrote down that one of the actors, one of the kids in one of those commercials, was Mickey Dolenz. From the Monkees.
That's wild. See, actually, and you know, when you mention the Monkees, I think about, and we'll talk about this too, they used to do cereal box records where you'd actually cut the record out of the pocket of the box, and my first was the Monkees. And we're talking to Mr. Breakfast. There's more when we come back. I got another text, 606. Quaker Puffed Rice was my favorite with lots of sliced bananas and sugars. All the singers of the commercials you've been playing, this is 847. Sounds like Bing Crosby. Yeah, a little bit. You know, those studio singers, of course. All right, 312-981-7200. Favorite singers, cereal slogans, mascots, and much, much more. But first, let's go out with a little Flintstones Cocoa Pebbles.
That Fruity Pebbles, they're part of a good breakfast.
Oh, no, Fred, that's Cocoa Pebbles.
No, Barney, that's Cocoa Pebbles. This is Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, let's see. Mmm. You're right. This was Fruity Pebbles.
Barney.
Oh, what a beautiful day for Frankenberry, the world's super sweet new cereal.
Phooey! Here's the world's super sweet new cereal, Count Chocula.
Biffle, I've got berry-flavored sweeties for monstrous strawberry flavor.
Well, I've got chocolate sweeties for monstrous chocolate flavor.
Frankenberry,
Count Chocula.
Meow.
Frankenberry,
Count Chocula.
All right, where's Booberry? That's what I'd like to know. All right, we're back, and we're talking about the greatest breakfast cereals of all times, characters, catchphrases, with Mr. Breakfast, 312-981-7200, if you want to jump in to the conversation. I have to say that I think my kids get excited. I know my kids get excited right around Halloween about those three breakfast cereals, because the stores like Target has them for like a buck, and we buy all three of them. I don't even think we get through all the boxes.
Actually, I just saw an ad. They've just reissued all three to vote because of the election. So now you can vote for which one you want to win.
So there it is, Eddie, from Quake and Quisp. Now you can vote between those three as well.
The Booberry, the Ghost,
yeah.
Count Chocula,
yeah.
And Frankenberry.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. They General Mills actually just sent me a package with the three. They're kind of cool looking boxes, and I love how it sort of mirrors the election we're having right now.
And they do a lot of retro boxes. That's what I've noticed too. Is there's a lot of every. It seems like every year they've got a new, whether it was the '60s or the '70s, they go back in time, and those sales go up, and not only for collectibles, but it brings back memories for people.
Oh, yeah. It makes going down the cereal aisle kind of fun to see those.
It does.
Those old boxes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, 20 most memorable cereal slogans, and you've got the breakdown here. The one that is the most intriguing to me is, and really horrible as we're reporting all this stuff tonight, but number 20 is from Quaker Puff Rice. The tagline was, "The cereal shot from guns."
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing there?
Well, actually, that's sort of how puff rice is made. It's with a little bit of a blast, an explosion, and then the rice puffs. But that became popular because the cereal was promoted at the World's Fair back in the early 1900s, and they actually shot the cereal from cannons. And people just loved this idea that out of a cannon comes cereal, so the cereal shot from guns became their slogan for a while.
Now, Frosted Flakes is on here twice. They're Great is obviously the one that's at number one. But number 19 brings out the tiger in you, and I remember that. Nut and Honey Nut and Honey Crunch. What are you eating? Nut and Honey. Cute. Total, it takes blank bowls of your cereal to match the nutrition in one bowl of Total. Very familiar phrase. Captain Crunch stays crunchy even in milk. I think that was in the early 60s. Can't get enough Super Sugar Crisp. Quisp is Quasi Energy. And by the way, if you've got one you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. Honey Nut Cheerios, it's a honey of an O. Kid Tested, Mother Approved, that's Kixed. Honeycomb's Big, yeah. We heard the commercial for that. Two scoops of Raisin. In every raisin brand. A is for Apple, J is for Jax. Oh, that's a classic. I totally remember listening to that on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, and it brings a melody to mind immediately.
Totally, absolutely. Snap, Crackle, Pop is number 8. Follow My Nose, It Always Knows. That's number 7. I'm Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. The Breakfast of Champions, Wheaties, of course. Which is the most collectible box, isn't it?
It's funny about those collectible boxes because it's the most collectible among sports enthusiasts. Cereal enthusiasts that Wheat Honey's box, like I said, but Quisp cereals are also big for these hardcore cereal box collectors.
Sure. They're magically delicious. Lucky Charms. Hey, he likes it. Hey, Mikey, that's life, of course. Silly Rabbit, Tricks are for kids, and of course, they're great. Now, some of the characters, a lot of these characters, actually, that are out there, that are still out there today, they were created by Leo Burnett here in Chicago, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Leo Burnett had a big impact on the whole cereal industry. he was the guy that told Kellogg's, hey, your boxes should be like magazine covers. Like, people should go and want to look at these boxes. And shortly after that, that was like in the late 50s, I think. Cereal boxes just became crazy and more characters were developed. Yeah, that guy had a big influence.
Now, Dave from Monroe says, I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, of course. Let's see here. 312. I have a collection of those prizes in cereal boxes. I miss that. Characters. The characters are really what we remember and our kids remember, even to this day. The ones that we grew up with are still out there. The Rice Krispie guys, Count Chocula, of course, Frankenberry. Boo Berry is, I think, a family favorite for us. Tony the Tiger, which was created here, I believe, in Chicago. The Trix Rabbit. Let's see here. I didn't even know the name of this guy. It's Dig'em the Frog. From Kellogg's. L.C. Leprechaun. I didn't know he had some initials. From Lucky Charms. Captain Crunch, of course. What are some of the other big ones, Mr. Breakfast?
Well, you get your Monster Cereal guys. Of course, the Flintstones and all the Pebble cereals.
Right.
I actually really like obscure ones. One of my very favorites is there was a Kellogg cereal in 1990 called Big Mix. And the idea behind the cereal was that somebody in the factory picked up all the cereals from all the cereals made in the factory and shoved it in a box. So it was a big mix of stuff. And their mascot was a character named Big Mix. And he was part rooster, part moose, part pig, and part wolf. And I just love the obscure ones.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're original. You know, talk about the Flintstones and some of these other. These are characters that were already developed. Some of these more unique ones and original ones. Very, very cool. 2K and Sam, Captain Crunch, of course, we talked about. 312. What was the character name for Cocoa Puffs?
He was called Sonny the Cuckoo Bird.
Sonny the Cuckoo Bird. I wouldn't remember that. Sonny the Cuckoo Bird. And then Sonny was also Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Of course, it was Sugar Bear from Super Sugar Crisp. Jim, you have a question for Mr. Breakfast. You're welcome to WGN. Jim, are you there? All right. Jim went back to eating his breakfast. Frank, you're on 720 WGN.
Good morning.
You got another question for Mr. Breakfast.
I was going to mention the posties. They used to have a scene like on a ship where it was kind of a takeoff from the Kane Mutiny where they wanted to know who got the strawberries. Well, in this case, the scene is on the deck of the ship and they're staring and the captain comes up and says to the first mate, Mr. Septon, who ate my toasties? And he says, I do not know, sir. And then the dialogue goes on. And the other one was a duchess or a queen. She's sitting at her breakfast, a royal table in that castle. And here's the butler standing about and waiting for her command. And he says, oh, Wilkins, or whatever his name was, why are there holes in my oat cereal? He says, I do not know, madam. I must say, because I would say they were Cheerios because they had little O's in them. You know, and that went on. That was really entertaining, a lot of that stuff.
They were, because they were like watching the cartoons themselves, Frank, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And then that shot from guns you mentioned a bit ago. Gabby Hayes come on the TV with a cannon, one of them old-fashioned-looking cannons where you light the wick and you duck. And he says, he was an old cowboy. He had a ripped-up hat that he wore sideways, and he was a real character. And he had to, like, couldn't have no teeth. And he goes, all right, you buckaroos, just stand away back from your television aerial sets. I'm going to shoot the Quaker Puff Rice. And it says it's shot from guns. And
classic.
Later, of course, Quaker cereal, that's oatmeal Quaker, goes, nothing is better for thee than me.
These are all classic. It's amazing. Slogan. No, it's amazing how you remember all these. I mean, this is just part of growing up in...
He's got some acting chops. I think he should be on Chicago.
he did very well, didn't he? He did very well. Last thing I wanted to talk to you about was the top cereal box records. Now, this was exciting. This is cool. And now that I'm looking at the pictures of some of these, I totally remember them. There was a Life cereal rock music mystery where, you know, you would guess some songs. There was a Wheaties Mouseketeer records in the 50s with Mickey Mouse. This the two that I remember, and I was looking at Toucan Sam. The Archies, of course, were on there. Jackson 5. There was some Sugar Bear cutout records. Count Chocula, Frankenberry, Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Boo Berry.
Yeah, these things are really cool. I'm betting that probably half your audience doesn't know what they are. Yeah. They were called Flexi records, and they were these thin plastic records that actually played on a record player. You tape a penny to it, so it would
right
down to the record player. But it was so cool because they were attached to the back of the box. You know, you'd snip them out and they'd actually play. And I love those things.
The two that I remember seeing or owning is the Honeycomb Ghost Records. I totally, when I looked at this picture, I thought, oh my gosh, and you get a look at this at MrBreakfast.com and it's all broken down by different categories, is the Ghost Records. I remember listening to The Legend of the Sleepy Hollow and how creepy that was around Halloween. But this is one of my favorites because it was a Monkees release when it was at its height in syndication. Let's take a listen to that commercial.
And that was for all the kids at Central High. And kids, if you enjoy good music and good cereal, here's an offer you won't want to miss. Now you can get all the Monkees' greatest hits free on Post Alphabets, Honeycombs, and Frosted Rice Crinkles. Let's listen. Twelve great songs, four on Alphabets, four on Honeycombs, four on New Rice Crinkles. One song free on each box. The Monkees' greatest hits, free from those music lovers at Post. And now for Judy and Paul, Sam and Pat.
I love that. And I think it was Last Train to Clarksville. That was the one that I got on the back of the box. So very
really cool. It really had their hits on it, too.
It really did. It really did. Yeah. And you can find all this stuff at MrBreakfast.com. Tell me a little bit about your cereal project.
The cereal project is basically an encyclopedia of every breakfast made in the U.S. by a major cereal company. It's up to 1,600 cereals right now, but it's separated, like you said, into like fun categories like cereals based on TV or cereals based on the holidays. And it's just a fun time. I think people just kind of go there and experience memories and hit a bunch of pages.
And you're working on a book as well.
Oh, yeah. A couple of them.
Very, very cool. And then here's one last question. 312 says, nothing is better for them than me. What was the name of the character on the Quaker Oats box? What was the character?
Do you suppose he's talking about the actual Quaker?
Yeah, maybe.
I've always thought he was the Quaker. I don't believe he has an actual name.
Okay. All right. There's the answer there. Well, I'll tell you what. Mr. Breakfast can be found at, all kinds of great trivia and history and really some great throwback images that you're really going to enjoy. And, of course, that, again, is at MrBreakfast.com. Appreciate you hanging out with us tonight, Eddie, and breaking all this down for us.
It was really fun, man. Thanks.
Thanks again. All right. News is coming up next on 720 WGN.